And the title of this teaching is called The Veil Rent. The five senses way of life, it's just not enough for most people. And I say that because for some, that's all they want. But for most people, walking by the five senses is not the most they feel like they can get out of life. They know they can get more. People seek for answers. They seek for a way to find the more. They seek to find God or who they think God is. They go to cathedrals. They go to mosques. They go to temples. They go to buildings. They go to nature. They go everywhere imaginable to seek and find that which remains elusive to them. In these places, there are found many things, but they're man-made religions. They're fictions describing things to come. There are some truths in those places. There are some truths out in the wild world. But there's a lot of fiction out there too. There's a lot of things purporting to be that which it is not. These reasonings, these logics, these descriptions that they are finding, they come complete with accompanying practices, things to practice, as if these things are true. And if one were to do what they say, one would find that which one is seeking. Throughout all the nations of the world, as if by infinite subtleties of the self-abasing, the castigation of the flesh and mind, as if by limiting pleasure and freedom in this life and existence, one might earn kudos or rewards in the next life. As if by these infinite practices, these things found all over the world, one might gain access into seeing the one true God. As if by works one might gain the next life from which only one, from which no one but Jesus Christ has ever returned alive. As if. We've got a problem. In the statement of the problem, natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. So we've just stated a big problem. I want to state it a little bit further as we study this concept about the veil rent. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I'd like to read verse 14. Because these aren't my words. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they, the things of the Spirit of God, are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Oh, then it's probably 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Well, go there and find that. I don't have my Bible in front of me, but it should be that. Yes. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Natural man, the man of body and soul, is incapable through any means, any technology, any works, any intellect, any looks, any wealth, and so on, of solving this receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God obstacle, dilemma, quandary, predicament, trouble, adversity, however you want to call it. Natural man has a real problem. He cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God by any means. He was not able to do that. Well, we know that God had a secret, and he made a way, but natural man has no way. Natural man has no way. There is nothing natural man can come up with. There's no magic bullet. There's no panacea. There is nothing he can do to reverse his inability to receive the things of the Spirit of God. Because of natural man's ignorance and inability to see and to know the things of the Spirit of God, all things in the category of things of the Spirit of God to natural man are labeled as foolish. Acts chapter 17. The things of the Spirit of God are but foolishness unto the natural man. Foolishness. They are silly. They're stupid. They're unfounded. They're half-witted. They're feeble. They're weak. They're naive. They're false. They're absurd, and so on. What natural man cannot know is labeled as such. God just says it's foolishness unto him. Natural man just thinks they're foolish. May greater understanding of this verse come alive in our hearts today. That's my prayer. In Acts chapter 17, I'd like to read verse 27. Acts chapter 17 and verse 27. That they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him, if happily they might find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Natural man's plight, his obstacle, his dilemma, does not stop him from seeking, from feeling after, and from searching for the foolish. Natural man knows there is something far greater than what he knows and believes. He is aware of that. We all have been natural men in our lives. We all have known and understood that there's something far greater than we ourselves. The situation is so dire for natural man that all he can do is happily feel after him, referring to God. He can only happily, H-A-P-L-Y, feel after God. All he can do is hope to find the something that he can't feel, he can't see, and he can't find. Perchance, happily. Luck, happily. By accident, happily. By chance, happily. By great fortune, happily. By great strength, happily. By great religious piety, happily. By great poverty, happily. By opportunism, see and find the unseeable. Natural man can in no way find God. What a problem. Every man, every woman, and every child on the face of this earth has had and does have. That's what they're faced with. Are we agreed before we move on? Natural man's got a big problem. Let's go to Esther. Esther is a book in the Bible right before the book of Job. Esther, Job, Psalms, I believe it's right back around there. I'd like to go to Esther chapter 7. Now that we've stated the problem that natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God and he thinks they're foolish. In fact, he'll go as far as to mock anybody that is spiritually minded and has figured out how to receive the things of God. The cause of man's spiritual problem. We're moving on from the statement of the problem to the cause of man's spiritual problem in Esther chapter 7. In Esther chapter 7, I'd like to read verse 8. Great book to read, to study. Verse 8 of Esther chapter 7. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereon Esther the queen was. Then said the king, will he force the queen also before me in the house? Is he going to rape my queen, my wife, this man Haman? He was a very evil person. And as the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. You remember Esther, Mordecai, how the Jews, they almost got totally decimated back then with the evil that Haman was doing. And he ended up getting hung on his own gallows. Haman was finally caught and dealt with, saving the Jews from certain death. Covering Haman's face, they covered Haman's face. Covering Haman's face signified death to come. That's why I wanted to share that with you. I want to go to Isaiah now, because we're looking at the veil rent. We've stated man's problem. We're opening up to the cause of the problem. The cause of man's spiritual problem. And I'd like to read in Isaiah chapter 25. I'd like to read verses 7 through 9. They covered his face. It's the only time in the Bible that his face was covered that indicates this. But it's enough. Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 7. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. With Adam's high treason, sin and death was a covering cast over all people, and its veil spread over all the earth to this day. Israel's hope was that God would take away his rebuke, wipe away all tears, and swallow, abolish, take away death in some type of victory, in some type of deliverance. Well, this victory was hidden and not seen at this time, but that was their hope. And so we see that there was a covering cast over all people and over all the earth. I don't see a covering. Look up, there's blue sky, rainy sky. I don't see a covering, but there is. Because to natural man, that which is in the spiritual is foolishness. He doesn't believe it. Doesn't even understand it. Doesn't even want to talk about it. It just doesn't mean anything. But there is a covering. There is a veil. And there is a solution. Israel waited for it. Sure. The Lord God will. The Lord God hath. He will swallow up death in victory. It was prophesied of throughout the Old Testament. Do you know that Rahab the harlot acted on prophecy also? Do you remember that scarlet thread she put out the window for the two men that were spies that Joshua sent in? She put the scarlet thread out there. When it's there, you can come back. You'll be safe. You know what that scarlet thread signified? It signified Jesus Christ giving his life by his shedding of blood for the remission of sins. The hope of mankind. And she was a harlot, however all that went down. And she acted on God's prophecy. Don't judge yourself in your lives, except to judge yourself worthy in Christ Jesus. You put off your old man life. You live according to the greatness of God's word, what he's done for you. And don't let that other stuff reign supreme. Reckon it dead and buried. That's what Rahab lived according to, what her hope was. And she was prophesying in her actions, unbeknownst to her, but it's written in the word. Oh, yes. the solution, Jesus Christ. Let's go to Matthew chapter 27. I'd like to read verses 50 and 51. There is a solution to the problem. There is a solution to the problem. There is a veil. There is a covering over all the people and over all nations of the earth. And in verse 50 of Matthew chapter 27, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. He yielded up his life. He took his last breath. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. God rent the veil. God rent the covering. The covering that covered the whole earth. The veil that covered all nations of the earth. God rent it from the top to the bottom. That 90 some odd foot tall veil that separated the holiest of holies from the people, God rent it. God ripped it, signifying that there was no longer a separation between God and man. That didn't mean man could see through that. Man could no more see through that than he could before his rent. It took something else to make that possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'd like to read verse 54. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. He will swallow up death in victory. He will remove the face of the covering cast over all the people. He will remove the veil that is spread over the nations. And when Jesus Christ took his last breath, God rent that covering. He opened the veil that only he could open, that only could be opened because of what Jesus Christ accomplished, not because of what any man in any religion, in any fictitious way, through logic and reasoning, could ever hope to accomplish. No wonder man is in a hapless state as man happily tries to fill after God that is close by every man, woman, and child on the face of this earth. That veil prevented man from seeing God. And that's the veil that Adam caused. The swallowing up in victory is death's abolishment by God through the works of Jesus Christ. In the future, as part of this abolishment, there shall be no trace of its former sway. There will be no indication, no trace of death in any whit whatsoever. That's one of the reasons we have to have a new heaven and a new earth. When Jerry and I were driving the other day to go on the highway that goes to the Sleeping Giant and to the Jungle Chocolate Factory and to those places that we were visiting, we got rained out on part of it, but we were able to see the Sleeping Giant, his face, his head laying there, up in the mountains, and you could just see the 2 miles or so of that mountain range part that was his body, that he fell down as he took his last breath. There is death all around, and God says, I'm going to create a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. There will be no trace of it. We live in the traces of it now. The earth is still covered with the veil, the covering, but God rent the temple. He rent the veil in the temple. Blinded by the covering of death. The covering is what blinds, makes man unable to see God. Veiled by the covering of death. Blinded, veiled, unable to see over all people and all nations. Sin and death's covering makes man 100% unable to see God. Death's veil hiding God from man. God abolished death's ability to veil and cover man from seeing himself. Can you imagine what our Heavenly Father went through after Adam? What he had to wait for? And he rent the veil of the temple from the top to the bottom. That 6 foot thick veil, 90 feet tall, ripped. The earth quaked. Rocks rent. Access to God was made available again. Only through and because of God's grace and the accomplishments of Jesus Christ. That God says, what I have promised, I will perform. No man could ever rise up and live according to the Old Testament law perfectly. No man could fulfill it. Well, Jesus Christ did. And what we have as a result is access through the veil. Death's veil hiding gone from man. God abolished death's ability to veil and cover man from seeing he himself. It's been abolished. Man can now see God. When man starts to feel after God, there's a way for him to see God now. What a great day, the day of man's deliverance. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, I'd like to read verses 13 to 16. It's been unveiled, the beauty of it. Oh, I'd like to take you into other areas, but because of how I want to handle this part of God's Word, you all know, we all know areas of God's Word on how that the veil with Moses, it was taken, it's not taken away in the reading of the Old Testament, but in the reading of the New Testament of the seven church epistles that explain about Jesus Christ, about how to get born again, about how to walk spiritually, is that veil taken off? So I'm going to take you up to the point in Philippians chapter 2. The veil has been removed, and now this is how we're to live. Verse 13 of Philippians chapter 2. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. It isn't the world that has changed. It's not the nations of the world that has changed. It's not that death doesn't exist out there. It's that the veil was rent, and we have access, and we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ through Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. The solution is to believe on the Jesus Christ way of fixing man's inability to receive the things of the Spirit of God. That fixes death's veil problem. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Natural man can't believe to raise himself from death's veil into the presence of God. Man can't confess, believe, see God, much less fight his own way out of a wet paper bag, spiritually speaking. Man can't do that. I don't care how strong he is, how beautiful she is, how intellectual they are. Can't happen. But man can hear God's word. Man can choose to believe it and confess it to God. Problem solved. What God initiated with his personally ripping death's veil from the top to the bottom by ripping that curtain, that veil that separated the holiest of holies from the other parts of the temple, from the top down on the day of Pentecost, it allows any and every person on the face of this earth and in any nation in this world to believe and to receive the gift of Holy Spirit. Hebrews chapter 2. This receiving of the gift of Holy Spirit is what allows all the goodness of God to be visible and to flow into the recipient's life. It's not how good we are. It's not how accomplished we are. It's that we believe in the way that God set it up for His plan of salvation to redeem mankind. Hebrews chapter 2, I'd like to read verses 2 and 3. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. How shall we escape, talking about some things in the Old Testament, if we neglect so great salvation, talking about our salvation, talking about what Jesus Christ accomplished, talking about what God did when He rent the veil, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and He did. Jesus Christ made known God greater than any person had ever seen Him to that point in history. Jesus Christ made known God, and He spoke about Him. And it was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him. There were people that rose up that spoke God's word. We have risen up. We speak God's word. We show people the plan. We show people how to get through the veil, which was not able to get through. There was no bridge across it. There was no opening in it. There was no way to get to heaven. There was no way to get to it by any kind of logic, any kind of reasoning. Man could fill after it all he wants to. Couldn't do it. Sure tried, still tries. Sets up all these things, fictitious ways to worship by the five senses, and not one of them works. Only Jesus Christ's way works. Verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 2. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with many types of miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. God Himself has borne witness of our belief and confession of Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Of our belief of His plan of salvation, a secret that He kept from before the foundation of the world. Because had the God of this earth known it, He would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That by one man salvation came. That by one man the veil would be rent. That covering which Adam's high treason effectively caused and covered all men and all nations of this earth. That's the veil that we live under right now, but we walk freely in it. For though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. What can man do unto me? God has prepared for us a table in the presence of our enemies. We still live in this world. We await the gathering together. We have entrance through the veil, and God has placed us and seated us at His own right hand, right beside our Lord Jesus Christ, through His accomplishment. And God bore witness of our belief and confession. God gave us the gift of Holy Spirit. We prove it by walking and operating the manifestations of Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues with interpretation, word of prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the discerning of spirits, miracles and gifts, working in miracles and gifts of healing. We manifest God's power from on high. We choose to do that. And we know that God's presence is inside of us. We know He rent the veil and we hold it forth. And that is us letting our light so shine before men. How great it is. What a great response to God's bearing witness and giving us the gift. This is His will. It was according to His own will that we would believe His word. He wants us to know that He rent the veil, that it was something far bigger than any person could ever accomplish on their own to get access to God. And it's never, not ever, will never be by works. There's no works that we could ever do to get to God in the first place. There's no works that we could ever do to effect salvation in the second place. It's by believing on what Jesus Christ accomplished. God wants us to see Him. He wants us to live as his sons and daughters. He removed the obstacle preventing mankind, all mankind, from himself. He granted us the eternal life. The veil has been rent. Amen.